Former Nuremberg prosecutor Benjamin Ferenz, he spoke with us from Delray Beach, Florida. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has left Gaza, heading to Washington to meet with President Clinton as early as tomorrow. The surprise announcement was made as prospects for a peace deal were threatened by an escalation of Israeli-Palestinian violence. There were more explosions in Israel tonight in the coastal city of Netanya. Dozens of people are reported injured, one seriously. Police believe it was a car bomb. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports now from Jerusalem.
Rush hour commuters in Netanya described hearing three large blasts in quick succession. They occurred near a bus stop. Nearby shops were heavily damaged. The explosions seemed to confirm another intensification of this three-month-old conflict. The first night of the new year brought some of the heaviest gun battles in the West Bank for several weeks and left four Palestinians dead. Jewish settlers today set up several roadblocks in the West Bank, vowing to avenge Sunday's shooting death of the militant Benjamin Kahane. He headed a group that calls for the expulsion of Palestinians from the Holy Land. Palestinians, too, rallied with calls for revenge after Israel's army apparently assassinated a Palestinian Authority health official. Israel says it targets people who carry out or order attacks on its soldiers, but by all accounts, the man killed yesterday was a political figure, not military, and a moderate who'd long supported peace and coexistence. In Hebron, another event sure to inflame Palestinian tensions. Israeli soldiers appear to have shot an unarmed 50-year-old former garbage collector. A news cameraman videotaped soldiers preventing the man from entering Hebron's central market, which is under curfew. The photographer walked away, then heard gunfire. His next footage shows the Palestinian man screaming in pain, his foot nearly shot off. An Israeli army spokesman called the footage horrible and said the army would check very deeply to discover what had happened. The new cycle of violence comes as the time left for President Clinton to broker a peace deal ticks away. Yasser Arafat has still not given a final yes or no to Mr. Clinton's latest compromise suggestions that may come when they meet in Washington. Former Israeli peace negotiator Uri Sevier says there is still the possibility of a deal. The next days are crucial.
This is not anymore about a postponement for another 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 weeks or 1 or 2 months. This is a dividing line between a tremendous success for this region and the world and a major catastrophe in the Middle East.
If Mr. Clinton's proposals are not accepted as a basis for negotiations, many believe it could be years before Israelis and Palestinians again come this close to a final settlement. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.